So, that's what's been in the box this whole time, then. A snail.
A wishing snail.
Indeed, a wishing snail. Well, I can see why our Queen Aminky is so dead set on getting it now.
Yes, well, snails are very tasty, and a wishing snail is most likely even more so.
Indeed, it would be a feast fit for a queen. But how do we get it to her?
Well, maybe if we get a message out, reinforcements would be sent. There are plenty more who could come to our aid.
But how? And who? If a rival tribe turned up, they may try to do us over and take the credit, like Nostril's crew tried to do.
Well, where else would we get support? Kobolds are short of friends down here.
Yeah, we have friends, Meepo. The humans, the orc, the badger.
The what?
The badger, the blue lumpy one.
Oh, you mean Lumpkin. I think it's meant to be a bear.
It is? They look nothing like a bear. Regardless, they've kept us alive. We'd be troll meat were it not for them.
I'm not convinced. How many have we lost since we encountered them, Hugh? That Ruth is kind enough, but she's too friendly with the witches for my liking. And why are they so keen on the box as well? What's their motive?
Well, what else are we to do? Continue on our own?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Two of us to carry the box, one keeping guard. We can keep our cloaks up and try not to draw too much attention to ourselves. It's got potential.
No, we have one, two, we have potentially three or four witches on our tail, Meepo. Kobolds are pack creatures. We're nothing if we're in small numbers. We wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, we must do something. Queen Aminky said it was the utmost importance that we keep the box out of witches' hands. The whole tribe is relying on us.
Agreed. A decision needs to be made, but not by you or I. We will wait for Sniv. Sniv will know what to do.
Yes, of course, Sniv will know. Speaking of him, where is he?
In the merry month of June, when first from home I started, left the girls from tomb, so sad and broken heart, saluted father and dear, kissed me darling mother and drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut the stock by clone to banish ghosts and goblin, brought a bear of brogues, rattle all the bogs, frighten all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for Aldi da.
So then, you've had 2 weeks to come up with an answer. Where's Sniv?
Sniv? So... Who's Sniv?
He's with Andrew. Like, you can see Andrew is not with us. They're still out and about. There were some issues with the guards.
Yes.
I'm sure they're fine, though.
Perfectly fine.
They're in the safe house. We've just got to find the safe house.
Yes.
Safe. How do you know if they're in the safe house if you don't know where the safe house is?
I mean, the safe house is, it's very small. It's quite round.
Yes.
Oh, I see. sort of drum-shaped.
Yeah.
Or a barrel.
Maybe a barrel.
Maybe a barrel.
Yeah.
A really big barrel house.
I think it's more like a drum, actually.
Yeah.
a drum like what you have there.
No.
I did think I could smell something funny.
That's just me. You want to fucking back that up right now. All right, just because I'm a half-orc.
Do you really think a human child and a kobold would fit into that drum?
Very
that
funny.
Is a point, yes, that is a point.
It's
yes.
Very amusing, isn't it? Laugh,
yes,
laugh.
Well made.
How humorous.
Don't push your luck, though. The only reason that we're still with you is because we critical failed on an insight check.
I know.
I'm just going to test your deception to be sure. So roll for deception.
Shit.
I'm guessing it's assisted. Who's rolling for this? Tarquin. Deceive.
I can do that.
Someone to see. Oh yeah, Styx is a bard.
You're going to have to roll for the kobolds, Alistair, because I have left that book in the other room. I got excited with building new shelves and that's where
I got 22.
Are we all rolling deception, or just the people trying to convince them they're not in the drum?
I suppose just the people that tried to convince them, will average it out.
Okay. 7.
You bastard. Okay. I got 20.
I rolled 1, and I got to add 6.
Oh,
wait,
no.
You rolled 1.
I rolled a nat 1, I didn't want to say.
Then you got a 1. You can't add anything to a 1.
No!
Darkwing. This is averaged out.
This is averaged out.
Let me have a look.
So a nat 1 with a 22. What's that, 10?
It's deception, right?
Cobalt's got an 18.
Oh my god, okay. Am I going to have to roll to save you all?
Well, what is your
Lumpkin
deception, Lumpkin?
Save us.
Okay, well, I rolled a nat 20.
Oh.
And I get a +3, so...
Some of you are very convincing, but others are very not.
Yes, I'm not sure I trust your companions.
Which one?
Companions.
Which one?
I mean, I'm obviously very trustworthy because I'm an innocent little teddy.
Yes, we were talking to you. We trust you. It's your companions that we don't like the look of.
Yeah, they're little shits. Don't worry about them.
You fucking.
How very dare you?
Sack of shit.
The orc I trust, but I don't know why.
Yes, he's strangely compelling, isn't he?
Yes.
He's got some sort of musk about him. It's almost like he's a kobold.
What?
Then surely you should trust him a bit more.
You're right, he does smell like a kobold.
Stop fucking sniffing.
Given that that's your stock way of persuading people to do something, or intimidating people.
We haven't got to that stage yet.
Of all people who are going to have objections to being sniffed.
Oh my god, it happened one time!
I don't believe that. I believe it was more than once.
I remember you doing it at least to the kobolds and to Tarquin.
Yeah, I think you've done it to me at least
at
twice.
At least.
Being on the receiving end of it.
Considering how we're so believable and everything, what do we want to do with all this information that we suddenly have? Instead of arguing about how unbelievable or believable we are.
Let's not get bogged down with who smells like what.
The kobolds are going to go into the little corner and just start discussing amongst themselves while shiftily looking over their shoulders.
Okay.
I'm really not sure about this. What do you think?
I don't know about you chaps, but I think we got away with that.
Don't we have the whole issue of we have to go and hand this box over to person who wants it very shortly?
Mrs. Slade.
Well, the one who branded us.
Yeah,
that will be for this next evening.
Cool. Should we maybe figure out what we're going to do with that?
What, the box?
How we're going to get around giving it to them?
Could we give her just a normal box and say, is this
a try
it?
Rolling deception. Yeah, good idea.
That's what
is there
well
a way
the
to replicate it and get your witch friend, I can't remember her name, to magically seal it?
Mrs. Libby or her sister?
I think it was Mrs. Libby.
Mrs. Libby.
And Mrs. Libby is in this room at this moment.
Yes.
Look at Mrs. Libby.
I'm sorry, I have to be told names at least 7 or 8 times before I actually remember them. I'm still not sure what the teddy bear's name is.
Considering you hit me in the face with shit last episode, you better fucking remember what my name is, because I can hold a grudge.
Oh yeah, I'm terrible.
Yeah. Has a list.
No,
it was just
I have a
on it.
Notebook. It says Tarquin with a great big arrow next to it and some exclamation marks.
I'm just on the front of the notebook. The notebook is just my discrepancies.
Yeah. It's a flip book of you being pummeled several times over.
Lumpkin, you're bashing with the Warhammer.
Where is the box at the minute?
The box is still on the floor in the middle at the moment.
Ruth's going to go and pick it up. So the witch that was blowing your friends up only let us leave if we promised to find the box, but we don't want to give it to her.
Wait.
What exactly was your promise? Did you promise to find the box?
I don't remember it word for word, but I'm sure there's enough wiggle room, surely.
She's... She wanted
did,
us.
Did you promise to find the box, or did you promise to return it to her?
I think it was return it.
I don't recall.
I would have to listen to past episodes.
I was a little bit preoccupied.
I would have to travel back in time.
I was a little preoccupied with a hole in the anus. I remember that. Yes. It was near that point.
At least and the goblin with the soothing fingers. We've heard that story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that.
Are you still applying that ointment?
Stop badgering me.
Is that what that smell is?
It's not going to clear up if you don't put it on nightly.
It's my fungal anus hole. Now leave me alone.
Leaking rectum. That does make sense. I thought that was just your smell.
Leaking rectum. A new fragrance by Styx.
Lumpkin would like to flop onto the nearest horizontal surface.
Well, probably the floor, given that you're, 3'6".
Probably the floor. Yeah.
There's probably a cushion nearby somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Given that you had to do an acrobatics check to get onto a stool.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking funny.
Shut up. I don't have to do an acrobatics check to fall elegantly onto the floor, though. So
you might have to do an acrobatics check to do it elegantly.
Oh, fuck off.
D&D.
Falling with style.
Okay, so we've got until, tomorrow night?
It's probably, very late in the night at this point. It's probably, 1 or 2 in the morning, so it's technically this day. But yeah, essentially tomorrow night.
So what's the worst that could happen if we actually gave them the box? I mean, who are we to know that the snail actually grants wishes?
It's in a magical box, Tarquin.
I mean, it could be a criminal snail.
Of course it grants wishes.
Why would you put a non-magical...
The snail could have committed crimes. We don't know.
I think you might be a genius. What if we get a normal box and put a snail in the box?
Yes, just like a replica.
And then... I was just thinking just a normal snail.
Just a normal snail.
Wait. Yeah, but it's got the symbol on top and it's locked by blood magic.
I mean...
Mrs. Libby's sister in the museum. Mrs. Libby said that she might be able to open it. And then we can take the real snail out, put it in a mundane box, and then put a not mundane snail in the fancy box and close it back up.
Yes, but how can you be sure that the box isn't there to keep the snail in?
Well, we'll put it in another box.
Yes, but if a mundane box would work, then surely... Oh, I'm very nervous about messing with this witchy stuff. I don't know.
Relax, it's just blood magic. What could possibly go wrong?
Look, I mean, I'm definitely full of fluff, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that.
So, why don't we just stitch a little pocket into me and the snail can be in me?
Are you absolutely...
You are magical as well.
Then we're never going to be able to lose it, because it's going to be physically in me.
Mean that you would be able to grant wishes?
Would we have
the snail
to...
Yeah,
Lumpkin
wishes.
The wishing bear.
Can we... If
it would still be the snail.
Oh.
Would we have to armour you? Because I don't want you to get, knocked into something and crush the magic snail.
Oh, God,
you'll fall over
and
we'll just hear this sad crunch.
Or is it going to be a reinforced
pocket? You
don't
want slime on your fluff.
Why don't we just cut you open and put the snail in and then sew you up?
That sounds barbaric.
Literally.
No,
I'm
you
suggesting.
Said you wanted to put a pocket in. So you put. So I just shove it in. Oh, steady.
Maybe don't just shove it in.
I slowly.
A little foreplay at least.
Delicately and sensually open up the back of. Oh, God. What material is this pocket going to be made of? If it's velvet, we're going to have issues. Got to think about placement as well, I imagine.
Tarquin is staring very intently at the floor.
Is he having flashbacks to his mum?
Well, I wasn't to begin with, but now I am.
Oh, shit, that. The bed.
Oh. I mean, okay, so is it possible for Lumpkin to have a pocket added?
I mean,
Does it have a needle in thread?
Yeah, that's feasible.
Yeah. Is it possible to keep a snail in the pocket?
It would be possible to keep a snail in the pocket. Whether or not you can keep that snail in the pocket is a different matter.
Great. Here's the matter. Once we insert the snail into you, what do we do then?
With what?
We were ordered. It is our role to return it to Queen Ominki.
You were told to return the
Well,
pot.
I could right. come to Queen Ominki.
Yeah, we could all just...
You'd be happy for that. I can't see any problem
I mean,
with that.
It very
of course,
depends
she will have to snail. Extract the snail.
Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, if it's just like a little patch thing, then I can just, you know, undo the patch and then my stuffing will be spilled.
All right, then.
Would I be able to, you know, go and pick some stuff up from home? I'm not quite kitted out for a full adventure. You know, I thought I was just going to a dragon's den and then out I pop and then off
yeah,
I
Yeah, just
go
a
home.
Walk in the park.
You know, your general everyday adventurer stuff. Yeah, not
something simple, like going down to the store and picking up some eggs.
I am not geared. I don't need to go to the store.
I mean,
just
they've
need
got
omelette.
They don't need eggs.
That is true. Well, that's why they have omelette, you see.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bowes.
I mean, look, the pocket idea is just an idea. Just throwing it out there. But so far, none of you have come up with any other ideas, so...
Well, we've come up with the idea of just straight up just duplicating it and putting it in an ordinary box. I mean, doesn't the snail speak in your story?
It does.
Could we not just crack it open and have a conversation with it, see what it wants to do?
It's locked with blood magic.
I mean, when we find whoever is going to open it, Libby's sister at the museum?
I can't
surely,
remember
if we
name.
Can... Okay. If we crack it open and just talk to the snail, we might
Shall
be
we
able
to
get
museum?
A different perspective.
Yeah, let's go to the museum at 2 a.m. in the morning. Why not?
Oh, sounds like on. A plan. Let's go.
Fuck it, let's go.
All the best stuff happens at a museum
so,
at 2 a.m.
Okay.
in the morning.
Just so I'm clear, and just so we're all clear,
okay.
Priority right now is to open the box.
Yes.
Right.
Apparently, yeah.
Shall we fucking do that instead of arsing around and trying to fucking dance our way through, you know, what orifice should we put it into Lumpkin or... what Tarquin's mum feels like, you know, any of that shit. It's unimportant. We all know what Tarquin's mum feels like. So let's just fucking go and try and get someone who knows how to do blood magic.
I agree with the very last part of that, but I don't agree with the rest of it.
There's a sentiment in the middle
the blood
you're unsure
magic part.
Of.
The blood magic part, yeah.
Well,
all right.
Cool, let's go.
Go where?
What are the kobolds doing? Are they coming with? Are they not coming with?
Did I say that loud enough that the kobolds heard?
Well, we heard.
Good.
We'll come
kind of hard not to hear the orc in the room.
Anyway. Yes.
What the fuck do you just say to me, you little shit?
Exactly. Hey, see? Point proven.
Are we taking this box with us?
Eat you.
Yes.
I mean, we kind of need to if we're going to make them open it.
That's a point, yes. We should probably keep it hidden under something then.
Okay, Lumpkin, open up.
I mean... I could definitely tear my chest open if that's what you're really wanting.
It's like a reverse alien.
But like, I'm not sure about fitting a whole box in. We might have to remove some stuffing.
I have a backpack.
Put a patch over a snail. Oh, there we go. He's got a backpack.
I've got a backpack. Let's put it in the fucking backpack.
How is that not the first thing
that
you thought of? You
literally.
Thought... this is our party, remember? We've
oh
literally sent the plot away.
Yeah, but
we
how
need
was the first thing
says
you...
Lumpkin
how,
slowly
how was the most sensible thing you thought of?
We
to
are
eviscerate
the epitome of
a party
peg
member.
In a round hole. That's just us.
Yeah, the most obvious solution to a box being needed, needing storage is to eviscerate a party member and stuff it into their cavity.
Look, I'm saying there's an option.
The fact that they have disposable viscera, notwithstanding.
The box is pretty big. It takes a couple of kobolds to lift it, but I think you might just be able to get it into your bag if it's a big one. However, it will be very, very heavy.
Oh, that's okay.
So we couldn't fit it in me even if we tried, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yes, we couldn't fit it in Lumpkin. You would be a box with little arms sticking out.
So how big is the fucking snail?
The snail's small. From your vision inside it, it's a normal sized snail.
So,
maybe
so it's
a,
not like
a
African land snail.
So this snail is literally just in its own little fucking penthouse apartment right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've never been so envious of a snail.
Cool.
Oh, God.
So, does it fit in Styx's bag? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it fits in Styx's bag.
Nice. Are we leaving?
Yeah. You have to, like, take out everything else that's in Styx's bag to make room for it.
Right.
I'm curious, what is in Styx's bag?
I've got some nice clothes. I've got a lot of cooking stuff, to be honest.
I mean, you call those nice clothes, but whatever.
Oh.
That's pretty much it, actually. I've got a shovel, which I'll take out, and slightly, very, very gently, whack! Over the side of Tarquin's head. After I hear his little fucking funny comment.
Do we want to roll for this? Or are we attacking Tarquin again?
If he just this takes one... Like,
when are we not? When are we not?
Okay. Roll for attack.
What? What? Like initiative?
D20 to see if you hit Tarquin over the head with a shovel.
Yeah,
it'll do low damage. Don't worry, Tarquin.
Oh, yeah, God. Improvised weapon.
Yeah, sure, sure. Is it a 20? Was that a nat 20?
Yeah, it is.
Tarquin falls instantly unconscious.
Oh no!
I hope you're happy.
I'm gonna look at Ruth. I'm gonna look at my drum, and I'm gonna look at Ruth. I'm going to look at my drum.
So, do you want me to go and get Omelette?
Yeah, go on then.
And I'll meet you guys at...
I will carry Tarquin for now.
Do you want me to carry your drum?
While slamming me into every single door frame on the way.
I'll go sideways through every door frame. Like, oh,
I think
sorry,
I'm going to lose about 10 hit points by the time we get to the museum.
So, Styx, do you want me to carry your drum while you're carrying Tarquin?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Thank you. My hands would be rather full if I didn't. Oh, boy. Be careful, though. It's quite heavy, you know, with all that musical talent that I've got to lug around.
You keep all your books.
Oh, it really can't be all that heavy, then. That mustn't be much of a problem.
I'd like to imagine if Tarquin was awake, he would have laughed.
I'm gonna.
You just
unconscious Tarquin just kind of goes.
I'm gonna look over at that coal board and use my intimidation, holding my little fucking shovel, which is more like a garden trowel.
You're gonna sniff at him again.
I'm gonna sniff. Yeah. Open my nostrils as wide as I can and just glare.
Oh, those are quite spacious, sir. Well done.
I can't do anything at all. For fuck's sake. Right. I've got your scent.
Okay.
So let's carry on.
Why would you need to find me? I'm here. Have you often lost kobolds?
Oh.
I think we have, actually, to be honest.
Not nearly as often as we should. Wink, nudge. Some of them might be right under your very nose. You never know. Right, Ruth? Let's fucking leave.
Ruth goes. I'll meet you there. Okay. Off she goes.
Does she kind of break into a bit of a run as soon as she gets to the door?
She hurriedly sort of goes. Oh god. Out she goes.
Okay, so where are you guys heading?
I'm just going to go through this this door frame here. I think.
Cool. I mean.
Through the door frame.
Not through the door frame per se, but I'm kind of going to ease my... I'm a big lad, you know, I'm quite wide, so I've got to, with Tarquin on me, just kind of fucking...
Generally ease the beer gut through.
Yeah, well, what's left?
Are you trying to find the sound? Are you stalling until
you
find the sound?
Fuck you. Shit. Fuck off. Shut up. There it is. There we go. Okay, I've got it. Yeah, fuck off. There, that's Tarquin's head, so I kind of squeeze through.
Okay.
Why does Tarquin have a squeaker in his head?
Many Why questions that we have yet to answer in this salt.
Anyway, report. Lumpkin's going to trot after you.
Trot?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that descriptive word?
You've left the room. Where are you going now?
To the museum.
To the museum, cool, excellent. It's pretty dead outside. There's still a couple of guards to and froing. However, the search for you guys seems to have slowed down, seems to have given up. When you arrive at the museum, it's closed because it's 3 a.m.
How much HP did I lose along the way?
How many doors did we have to go through?
How many lampposts?
Lampposts, yeah, benches. I'm just, oh shit, sorry, mate, sorry.
How many times did a trowel just straight up hit me?
It's close.
Okay, I've rolled for doors and there were five doors on the way.
Out of a possible how many?
I rolled a d12.
Okay, oh, fair God. Enough. Roll for fucking doors.
So that's closed. So, and
don't worry.
I should have known better.
I mean, yeah. Can we see opening times anywhere?
Yeah. There's a little board there that says not open. And then it says...
You mean closed?
Yeah,
not open.
Yeah, it's got the word closed. It's engraved. It's closed and then in brackets, not open.
And then, oh, God.
Just in case you were confused.
Yeah, will be open at, I don't know, 6 a.m.
Cool, so we've only got to wait 3 hours. So what are we going to do for 3 hours?
Just do the old Bethesda trick. Click select, wait 3 hours.
So wait, did it take us an hour to get there?
I don't know.
There was definitely an hour of deliberating about what the fuck we're going
to
do.
From the time I was unconscious to the time now, has it been longer than 5 minutes?
Probably longer than 5 minutes, why?
I'm pretty sure that after 5 minutes of being unconscious, you experience some kind of brain damage.
Oh.
Yeah, but about 90% of Tolkien's brain is entirely decorative anyway, so it's fine.
This is a fantasy world. You're going
to... You've got fantasy
you'll be
medicine.
Fine.
The world that of is modern true. Medicine that is yet true. To catch up with us.
You'll wake up shortly, and you'll be fine. I'm not going to punish you for being shoveled. Okay, we're going to swish
Why
on over to...
Dolphin?
I'm terribly sorry. I did not mean to do that.
You are not sorry in the slightest.
I am. Fuck off. Eat shit. Let's carry on.
we're going to swish along over to Ruth, who is now nearing the edge of the city.
I think like okay. Ruth is sort would sort of be like, what do I do with this? Like, why have I got
is it,
a corpse?
Is it recycling or general waste or what?
I don't. I mean, you can't put glass in recycling, so maybe not.
Is this a crime? Am I concealing? Like, does it count as an intelligent? It talks or it did?
If I didn't kill it, is it my job to get rid of it?
Do you want to roll a history check to know if see if you? In fact, no, a intelligent check to see if you know whether kobolds have rights.
That is a nat 20. Nat 20.
Okay,
do I know kobold rights?
Yeah, by the city, the laws of the city, they don't really have rights. They're treated as beasts, so...
Oh no, that's even worse. Ruth loves beasts.
So you could feasibly take it to a place and they would put it down officially for you?
Ruth is there and she's sort of like, well, I didn't kill it, so I guess it doesn't make me the monster.
And yes, hiding a body is totally fine as long as you found it. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's genius, mysterious voice from the sky. No,
it's coming from the drum, isn't it?
But where do you go? You're not glass, you're not clothes, although your tighty white just could go in that bin. And then...
Are you going to strip this kobold naked first?
Roll for a cowboy face palm?
You mean just remove the tighty whities?
You know what? Ruth is just going to take Sniv out the drum and sort of just continue on to omelette and then...
And what? Just leave him?
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with the corpse. I sort of want
to... Get it to omelette.
Okay. I get to omelette and I go, you know what? Let's see.
Hold your horses. You're not at omelette yet. I decide that.
I am going to leave Sniv in the drum.
Wow.
And then wander towards omelette away from the recycling centre.
Okay. Okay, so you're heading towards the outskirts of the city again, where you left omelette.
Guild.
You've left the centre part where all the buildings have been reconstructed. You pass by the fallen tower. Head towards back to the forest where you came from, where all the buildings are abandoned and in ruins. And when you catch sight of an omelette, she's just sort of like sat down, surrounded by about four or five people in suits of armour, who you recognise to be the Guild of the Palisades, the sort of like defenders of the city. And then just like back foul beast. Away, away.
Away, demon.
Away.
Away.
Ruth is just going to wander up just between them and be like, just pat Omelet on the head and be like, come on, lass, we're going back in. And just sort of, just try and walk straight past them, straight into the city.
One of the younger ones goes like, oh, she's going, she's taking her away. And one of the older, more grizzled ones go, no, that's the forest witch. Leave her be.
Okay. Like, I'm pretty sure all of you have saw Omelet in town before. I don't know why you keep doing this whenever I leave her outside. Considering you want to keep the wild out the walls, but when I leave the wild out the walls, you harass the wild. It sort of doesn't work. Like, you're giving me mixed signals here.
We want to keep it out the walls, but we also want to keep it away from just sort of general loitering. It just looks bad.
Well,
I mean, how can you argue with that?
Can we get, like, a shelter set up that I can just put Omelet in, out of the way?
You're turning into a real climate protester here, Ruth.
Well, you know,
you are the crusty of the party.
Oh, no. Well,
do you think we have the funds for that?
I don't know.
We are hired to keep the city safe, and that means keeping out all untrustworthy beasts out of the city.
Ooh.
We are not here to discern which ones are the trained and the untrained. We don't know. Look, he's got feathers. Bears don't have feathers, therefore beast. Get it out.
Would a bear not be classed as a beast? If it didn't have feathers? Like...
Back me up here, back me up.
Is he like... Look, can we walk and talk? I've got to get to the museum... Like, we'll deal with this on the way. Like, let's talk semantics.
Persuasion.
Roly, roly, dicey. I rolled a 9, plus whatever that is. Deception, right?
Oh, it's persuasion.
Persuasion, oh yeah. Because I'm bad at that. And persuasion, I'm bad at that, so it's still the 9.
Nice.
Okay, that only just makes it by my roll. So he's going to go, right,
you can get that thing in here, but not around the public.
And there'll be a fine if it fouls the pavements.
Indeed, yes.
What about eggs?
Stay like, no. Night time, yes, but keep it discreet.
Well, when does it class as, when have I got to keep Omelet out? Like,
you 9 to 5.
See that sky up there? See that sky? When there's a sun in it, don't bring it
but
in.
But like, where during the sunrise do I have? Like, is that sunrise? Is it before the whole sun is above?
Oh
the
god,
horizon?
This is like the Gremlins eating before or after midnight argument. <isn't it?
laughs> Pretty much.
At a Gremlin's sensitive to time zones.
Oh. You know what? Fine, I accept. We'll do this again next time. Let's go.
Same again next week.
Yes, it's been fun, boys. We'll debate law next week as well. Yes, that would make for an excellent podcast. Debating the finer points of animal law.
Okay, so you're heading back to the museum now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, you've still got your kobold. What have you done with that?
I'm going to feed it to Omelet.
Yeah.
In the streets.
Well, we're not quite at the minute.
Are you going to... What's the plan here? Are you just going to hand Omelet a whole kobold to sort of jump on? Or are you passing her bits? Or...
Oh, it's already cooked, so... And the owlbears just sort of munch their way through it. I feel like Omelet can have a chew.
It's fucking jerky, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
it's just basically the rations.
What else am I going to do with Sniff's corpse? My original plan was to take it to Mrs. Boar or Mrs. Libby and try and get them to resurrect it, and then we hid it in a drum, and I felt guilty getting out the corpse. And I could just go to Mrs. Libby now.
And what? Like, so I just found this corpse. Help!
You know, I'll be like, so we thought it was a good idea to hide this in the drum, and then felt sort of awkward bringing it out around the kobolds.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, never
mind. It's a little bit awkward.
Just a little bit.
So you've just taken the corpse out for a nice walk to outside the wall and back again. Though.
Well, I needed the drum with the corpse in it to get it away from the kobolds so I can take the corpse out.
That was our original plan. We were going to res it, now we can't be arsed, so fucking feed it to the bear. Yeah.
No, I'll call back to Mrs. Libby's and then meet you guys at the museum.
Fair enough.
Might be open by then.
Short story is now up on our website. This one is another one in the series of tales that Lumpkin knows, this one being called Wilma and the Wishing Snail. And that is indeed the same story that Lumpkin mentioned in the previous episode, or, well, half remembered. If you want to read it fully, just go into solf.co.uk. I'm keeping that one in. Go to... Once again, if you want to read that story, go to grinandbearit.co.uk/saltofearth. Also on this website, you'll be able to find some of my other stories revolving around Grin and Bearit and the Earth world, as well as some reviews of the occasional film or TV series, which I do mostly for fun. In fact, I do all of this for fun. It's fun. It's fun. I hope you're having fun too.
What time is it?
Is the sun up?
Okay, it's starting to get towards dawn. There's been like a lot of foot traffic moving along, a lot of excitement and a buzz in the air as everybody heads towards near the centre of town. It's getting closer there. You've got like five minutes maybe.
Cracking. I'm going to throw Tarquin at the window continually until it breaks.
I am thrown out the window.
I mean, I'm going to say at this point, Tarquin's wake.
God damn it.
At least the first throw will wake him up.
I was going to say, trying to put him back to sleep.
Oh.
Okay, so maybe we should just try knocking instead of throwing Tarquin immediately at the wall.
I mean,
maybe just
both what I suggested and what you suggested will get the attention of anyone who's inside.
Yeah. Lumpkin is going to knock on the door. It's quite soft, though, because I have very soft paws.
Okay.
It's
very,
fuck all.
Very gentle, like policeman's knock.
Yeah.
So, Tarquin, it's fair to say you've got a bit of a headache, right?
You're going to shout at me, aren't you?
Absolutely not. Why would I do that? I'm going to knock really fucking loudly right next to his ear.
Boom, boom, boom on the front of the museum. It sort of bows inwards as you carry on doing it.
I'm going to continue knocking. I'm sure someone's just at the other end of the building.
Is it going to be answered on the DM?
No, I like that.
I was just enjoying this. And now I'm just trying to remember his voice. Because I've not voiced him for 3 months!
Shh, don't let the listeners know!
No, we do this all at one go, don't we, mate?
Lumpkin has now slid down the door and is now just lying against the edge of the door, not making any effort to knock against it whatsoever. Also, the face first, I might add, so there are some weird kind of... weird angle at this point where the legs are splayed out behind Lumpkin in an unnatural manner.
Is there a pocket there that we haven't seen yet?
I mean, if you want to inspect Lumpkin to find any pockets you haven't noticed before, now is the time.
Helmets or otherwise.
I avert my eyes.
Oh, God. I just stare.
Knocking on the door has ceased.
I'm going to knock the door slightly harder.
Not making any effort whatsoever to do anything. Do we know if the door's opening yet?
Has the door come off its fucking hinges yet?
Has anyone actually tried opening the door?
Fuck it. Styx is going to take 4 big steps back, and he's going to run and drop kick the bolt.
Hello?
The door.
There's someone there.
Oh, shit! Hang on, am I in mid-flight at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I drop kick the random person. Said hello then, didn't I?
Yeah.
Pause in, like, fucking... Dukes of Hazzard pause, like, those Duke boys...
I've not heard anything for the last, like, minute and a half.
Right. Styx, make an unarmed attack, please.
Oh.
What's happening?
So basically, I got bored and I decided to take a couple of steps back and drop kick the door. As soon as I got into air, someone answered.
Oh, so, for fuck's sake.
So I'm just going to see. My unarmed strike is bludgeoning.
So whilst you're looking at that, because the door's open, Lumpkin is now face first on the floor.
Yeah.
Just to let you all know.
I got a 13.
This guy must be so confused.
Yeah, Tarquin isn't much
plus
different.
5, so 18.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that beats his AC. Continue.
Cool. 4 damage. Straight out.
Oh, no.
Kick. I think you broke my nose, you maniac.
No, you've got another one. It's on the other side of your head now.
I don't think it was a nose.
What?
Look, I'll put it back. I'll put it back.
No, you stay away.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So, yeah, very quickly, before you do call the constabulary, are you currently open? We've got a magic box. And something with a snail in it.
Oh my god.
This is going so well.
Thank you.
I wish I was unconscious again, to be honest.
I grabbed the trowel.
I'm sorry. What was your question again? What was your question?
What? Are you open?
Well, I am sorry if the if the not open sign wasn't enough of a clue.
You what? There was a fucking not. There was a closed sign. Oh, yeah, of course there fucking was, wasn't there? Bollocks. Are you open now?
Well, we were going to open in about 5 minutes.
Why didn't you say so? I'm going to walk straight in.
Well, because I think you'll find that the opening times are pinned up on the door, and you would have known that we'd have opened in 5 minutes.
Are you trying to say that I can't read? Oh, yeah. So pin it on the R4, okay? Just because you can't read, yeah? Racist.
Well, I'm simply saying that you seem to...
How do you like all your appendages in the same order that they came out of the womb with?
Tarquin's just going to go and walk in and sit down somewhere.
Lumpkin's going to, like, worm across the doorstep. Like, minimal effort.
Face,
just like
ass,
just
face, ass, face,
literally,
ass.
Not using my arms or legs, just like using the squishable nature of my body, I'm going to rub my face along the floor until I get further enough inside to be able for the doors closed behind me. Yeah.
Okay, so right now I'm having a row with a man I don't know. Tarquin is sat down doing...
You do know him. You've met him before.
It's good, the dwarf. The one that tickled you for a good half an hour.
I'm sorry?
Not tickled you physically, as in... You were entertained because you'd never seen a dwarf before.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah! Fuck! Okay, right, I'm going to stop being all apologetic. Oh, shit, hang on, mate. Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah, Goodreads quite hard to recognise with blood trickling down his nose and his beard.
Yeah, I was aiming for the door, if I'm honest.
Well, you're an appalling shot.
Oh, you happened to open it at the right time. Oh, the wrong time for you. Right time for me. I had a whale of a time. We should do this again sometime.
I opened it because someone was knocking before we even opened.
Is someone getting cranky?
Tarquin's just going to lean in and just say, Tarquin Mouseroy at your service. I wish to just interject a little bit. We have a problem that we would like to have you take a look at.
Yes, well, normally I would give a shit, but I currently have a broken nose, so I'm going to go back inside. Now, kindly, fuck off.
Styx, aren't you a healer? Oh, yeah. Knock him from the floor.
Rectify your problems, Sticks.
I've already offered to fucking heal it. He told me to piss off. Look, I'm going to walk past him because he's only a little man now because I remember him now. I'm going to walk past him. I'm going to pick his nose up because obviously I kicked it off his face. And I'm going
to
use...
That's not how those just work.
I reckon I'm going to use healing word and just be like, got your nosy, and stick it back on.
Maybe we should just go back to Libby's.
That's one.
This is not going to work.
7 healing done back to you.
Okay, so you sort of like tap your drumsticks together, which you keep with you, and you manage to produce a little bit of magic, and his nose just cracks into place.
Yeah.
He howls for a moment, and then all the blood just gets...
He slurps it like back that into scene his nose. In, what's it called? The one with the dogs in it. And the spaghetti in the background.
Oh, yeah, that film.
My God.
Look, what's it called?
With the dogs in it.
Lady in the Tramp! Lady in the fucking Tramp! I got it in the end.
Oh, my God.
Which part of Lady in the Tramp?
The bit where they're slurping spaghetti and all the noses, his blood's going into his nostrils.
You could have just said, like, spaghetti, but...
Shut up!
That's a horrifying image.
Quite. Oh. Especially when that song's going on. That's just what I'm doing. I'm doing the song from the film.
So you're playing romantic music as you stick this guy's nose, who you've just assaulted, at 6 in the morning.
Do you know, sometimes I miss Sticks when he was unconscious.
You're playing romantic music as you stick his nose back on, and now you're going to ask him for help. How do you think that's going to go?
I can either pick up his leg or I can ask him politely. Could you get off my friend, please?
Do they promise to stop trying to enter the museum before opening time?
I mean
like now we've been fighting for 5 minutes, so it's definitely
sure
open by
now. It's opening time.
6:05 a.m., motherfucker. Show me the game.
I apologise. Come in.
I don't think that I want to come in.
You
after
have
all
some
that.
Decorative tea towels.
And you're in the museum. Well
I'm
done.
I'm going to go into a rage.
Fantastic. No, I'm going to find the nearest soft object and faceplant into it because I'm so sick of the shenanigans that we've just been through. Yep, that's accurate.
The nearest soft object.
It's probably good read, to be honest.
Yeah. You know what? There's what's it called? Stuffed. Not stuffed.
Beanbag.
Taxidermy.
Taxidermied bear at the side.
Oh. It's probably a good thing Ruth isn't here.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, Ruth's already been into the museum.
If there's a taxidermy bear at the side, can I please try and get on top of the taxidermy bear?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's easy enough. You can clamber up there and use your little finger grips to grab onto the fur.
Yes, excellent.
Up to the top.
Cool. I'm now going to exist on top of this bear while everyone dicks about in here for the next 20 minutes before some actual plot appears again.
I don't know what you're on about. I haven't been dicking about.
Okay, well, now that we're in and it's open, can we please inquire about our box?
Yep, inquire away.
We have a box that we would like open, please. It's sealed with blood magic. Is this something you could help us with?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, blood magic is illegal. It's not been used for a very long time.
Well, we didn't ask you to do anything about it. We just asked you to open it.
Yes, but you see, to open it requires the use of blood magic.
Yes.
Oh, we're not going to tell anybody.
Could you at least tell us whose blood we need?
You know whose blood we need.
I so wanted to get that line in.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we both apologise for that as well. Sorry, Lumpkin.
It's fine. I'll exist over here. So, can we ask about blood? Is that okay? Is that something that's plausible?
Or
is it illegal to even
I mean,
talk
you're welcome
about
to ask about it in a perfectly academic sense, but I think you'd find it hard to find a practitioner within this noble city.
So, academically?
Theoretically, how would we go about solving our problem? Is there a way for you to have a look at it and just analyze and give us
give us
a
your
quote?
Professional opinion?
I'm sure. Well, I shouldn't need to. Blood magic is fairly elementary. It's just. Well, I say elementary. It's very difficult. But what I mean is, it's quite simple in its execution. In that, if there is a blood magic lock on this box, then only the person or their bloodline who casts the spell may open the box. And
there is no other way.
Well, no, that's the point of using blood magic.
So how do we find out whose blood we need?
I don't know. You'd have to speak to a practitioner, and like I said, they'd be quite hard to find.
Any idea where we might be able to find one?
Well, he is Goodread. He is a walking Wikipedia page.
Fucking right.
So guys, if he's a walking Wikipedia page, does he have a practitioner page?
Is he constantly asking for donations?
Guys, remember who Mrs. Libby sent you to.
This is killing me.
Because she didn't send you to Goodread. Goodread just happened to open the door.
Can we speak to the witch? Witch!
Are you just shouting witch at this guy that you've woken up and assaulted?
Yes.
I didn't assault him.
After
he
asking him
me.
About illegal magic.
He stood on me.
I love the idea of looking on top of this bear just chanting, witch, witch, witch.
Making direct button contact.
Yeah.
Right, so what? You're just shouting, what, witch at Goodread?
Yeah. Can we see the witch? Who
we
know
the witch?
Is here? Where's the witch?
Are you shouting witch at him, or are you asking to see the witch?
Bit of both.
Yes.
Do you want me to remind you of this person's name?
Yes, please.
Lucy Bolt.
Wow, that was the name he was shouting. Lucy Bolt!
Wouldn't she already be coming anyway?
Lucy Bolt!
He was calling her.
Wait, I thought all witches were called Mrs.
Mrs. Lucy Bolt!
There we go.
She's not a witch. God.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna...
I don't know if she's a practitioner of blood magic, but Lucy, you've met Lucy Bolt, I believe, yes? Yes.
I didn't, but yes. I would
question
like
to.
You were just about to be... Well, you were just about to commit an indiscretion. yeah, happy days.
Quite.
Definitely not.
Please, could we see Lucy Bolt before she bolts out the door?
Well, I mean, normally I would say yes, but she's taking a day off today. She's at the trial.
Oh, fantasy, god damn it.
No.
Is that why everyone was excitedly walking into town earlier?
That you completely ignored. Those people.
Yeah.
People were excitedly walking into town?
Yeah.
We are fucking useless as a D&D party.
This is why we're third favourite, guys.
Oh, we might be going lower and lower.
We're fucking terrible.
You don't loot, you don't listen, you're shit at persuasion.
Is this Goodread telling us this?
On the Wikipedia page that he made for us.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
What's the trial? What's happening? Who's being killed? What's going on now?
Well, no one's being killed yet. That's
Skinner.
The point of the trial.
Wait.
Whose trial is it?
Well, it's the tower jumpers.
Oh, my God.
Assassins?
Jumpers? Divers. Sorry, I do apologize.
Yeah, divers. Jumpers is something different.
Oh, dear.
Tower divers. Right,
tower divers,
sure.
Yes.
Yep, sure, those are people that we know of.
Well, I mean, you should. You've been in the city for several days now. You will have heard them.
Yes.
They haven't. They've been in the city for one evening.
Take two! You've been in the city for several hours now. You will have heard the town criers going on about it, surely.
No, we have not.
We're really dense.
When it came to the point where you were... when I was in midair, right, I had time to think, and I saw and heard a lot of hustle and bustle in the centre of town.
Oh, my God.
You had a shocking moment of clarity as you flew through the air about to strike this old man in the face.
I did do that, yeah.
It's just...
You know what? None of you are locals to the town. Ruth is, and Ruth is the only one that might know anything about this to give you the information that you need. So let's skip over to where Ruth is and get that done as quickly as possible.
Thanks.
So I picture Ruth is just walking out of Mrs. Libby's at this point. You know, what,
have you just like deposited the kobold there? Or?
I feel like I've already had a chat with Mrs. Libby, see if there's anything that could possibly be done at all. And then let, I mean, they waited 3 hours outside that museum. I feel I might have had time.
I mean, you mean like you've buried the kobold or
I've handed it to Mrs. Libby and be like, is there any way of, I don't know, resurrecting this? Mrs. Board is, I know she's more specializes in that sort of biological thing, but I don't know if you have any expertise there. I don't particularly want to be carrying this kobold around. I feel pretty guilty. We seem to have a very good knack at killing these things, despite being allies.
And we've lost Ruth.
But I did a whole awkward speech.
Maybe
not. Am I here?
Maybe.
Am I here now?
Maybe.
You're here now.
Oh, okay. When did you first get me back?
So what you're asking this woman is that despite the fact that it's not her area of expertise, you're wondering if she might possibly happen to dabble in extremely advanced and powerful necromancy.
Yep.
Yeah.
By any chance.
I mean, she's in a house focused on what?
On prostitutes! What cause?
No. Ill repute.
Yeah, she's surrounded by flesh, so maybe she's picked up a trick or two.
Oh,
that's possibly the best explanation I think I've ever heard of why a bawdy house woman would be a necromancer on the side.
Surrounded by flesh.
Flesh. They have names, Ruth.
Aren't we all just surrounded by flesh in the end, though?
Well, Lumpkin isn't.
Lumpkin.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you asking?
Can she either fix the death side or
can you rectify the death?
Can you fix the dead or make it look less dead?
Or, no, not make it look less dead. Could you put it in, like, a freezer or something to preserve it, and then I'll be back and we'll take it to Mrs. Bohr and she can have another look?
Oh, have another look.
Well, she can do something with it, surely.
Even if it's just turning it into a lampshade or something.
Yeah.
All right, well, again.
That she has got that dodgy one in the corner. It's got a few moth holes in it. But no. Yeah.
I imagine the kobold would make a very nice handbag.
Oh, a kobold handbag.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mrs. Bohr is a handbag lady.
Cobbled skin boots.
Okay, so apologies, audience. This episode isn't going to end on a cliffhanger or anything. It's just going to end.
That's how bad it is, folks.
I mean, what a great job we're doing.
Quality content.
Oh, wow. I can't believe we've been doing this for an hour and we've not done...
Well, actually, no. I've kicked a dwarf in the face. What have you done?